Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your weekend on this Saturday morning. Ontario's Chief Justice grants Wright's leave to appeal bail decision. Robert Stephen Wright may have another shot at bail after he was denied for a third time in January. Associate Chief Justice of Ontario J. Michal Fairburn granted Wright's leave to appeal. The reasons for the decision are covered by a publication ban. Wright's lawyer, Michael Lacey, confirmed the leave to appeal, and said, that the Associate Chief Justice found that by ordering a review, she had to be satisfied that there was an arguable basis to conclude that a three-member panel of the court might review the bail and come to a different conclusion on the issue of bail. We will be working with the court and the appeal crown to schedule that review as soon as possible. On January 17, Superior Court Justice Patrick Boucher dismissed Wright's bail application, stating any material change in circumstances, as filed by Wright and his counsel, wasn't sufficient. The reasons are again covered by a publication ban. Read the full story here. Douglas Jeffries sentenced to 8 years, 6 months in fatal downtown Sudbury stabbing. The man who stabbed and killed Dion Ferries on October 14, 2020 in downtown Sudbury pleaded guilty to manslaughter on Thursday. Douglas Jeffries pleaded guilty to the downgraded charge on February 17. Jeffries was originally charged with second-degree murder for killing Ferries, who was 25. Superior Court Justice Alex Kirk sentenced Jeffries to 8 years and 6 months. But with time served, he has 6 years and 5 months left. He was also given a lifetime weapons ban and was ordered to submit a sample of his DNA. Kirk agreed with a joint sentencing submission by both the Crown and defense lawyer Michael Hiroshchuk. This proposed sentence fits within the range given by the Court of Appeal of 8 to 12 years for aggravated manslaughter, he said. I wish you the best of luck going forward, Kirk told Jeffries. The way forward, I know, will be very difficult in many respects, but I encourage you to attempt to find a way to deal with that drug issue that besets you and get it under control. Read the full story here. Municipal services will be impacted by Family Day in advance of Family Day long weekend. The City of Greater Sudbury has issued a reminder that certain municipal operations will be affected. The city is offering reduced rates at pools, skill hills and arenas on Monday. More information can be found online at greatersudbury.ca/leisure. The following are how some other municipal operations will fare this weekend. GOVA transit buses will follow a holiday service schedule on Family Day. Visit greatersudbury.ca/transit for the holiday transit schedule or phone 311. Garbage, recycling, and green cart collection are unaffected by the holiday. Landfills and the recycling center will be open. The following municipal services will be closed for Family Day: Tom Davies Square, Citizen Service Centers and Libraries, Fitness Centers and the Greater Sudbury Animal Shelter, 311 and live web chat at 311.greatersudbury.ca will not be available on Monday. While people are still encouraged to phone 311 for urgent public works, animal control or COVID-19 enforcement services. Wolves chew up Peterborough in 7-1 victory. The Sudbury Wavels took a big bite out of the Peterborough Peets on Thursday night, sending them packing with a 7-1 win. The Pack got out to an early start, scoring 2 goals in the first period. Jacob Holmes scored his first of 2 less than 5 minutes into the game. Fed on the power play by Evan Conyon and Liam Ross, the Wolves jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Then, with 2 minutes left in the period, Quentin Musty picked up his 12th of the season, Coach Adelic, Matthew Mania, and the Wolves were up 2-0. The Pack scored again early in the second to make it a 3-0 game. Delic and Musty fed Alex Ferrand, who picked up his 2nd of the season. Holmes picked up his 2nd of the game about 7 minutes later on a pass by Dominic Jendek to put the Wolves up 4-0. Less than a minute later, the Pack would score again when Nolan Collins would score his first of the season off a pass from Ryan Smith, giving the home team a 5-0 lead. At the 7:50 mark of the final frame, Liam Ross potted another goal, his 7th of the season, making it a 6-0 game for the Wolves. Assists came from Holmes and Nick DeGrazia. Peterborough would finally get on the scoreboard about a minute later on a goal from Chase Stillman, but it would be too little, too late. Mark Boudreau would score one more time for the Wolves, assisted by Holmes and Collins, to make it a 7-1 game. The Wolves are now in 8th place in the OHL's Eastern Conference with a record of 1-5-2-5-3-2, one spot ahead of Peterborough. Overall, the Pack is 17th in the OHL. City to investigate adopting a living wage for some municipal jobs. The City of Greater Sudbury is looking at the implications of adopting a living wage for municipal employees, with staff preparing a report for City Council consideration on May 17. Really, this is about getting information so that we can have some concrete numbers to consider in May, Ward 7 Coun. Mike Yakubo said during Tuesday night's Finance and Administration Committee meeting. There has been a lot of attention drawn to the living wage, and I think we owe it to our whole city to at least be able to consider this information and then perhaps, if it is the will of council at that time, to be able to make some concrete decisions. Yakubo, who also serves as chair of the Finance and Administration Committee, supported the motion, which was brought forward by Ward 9 Coun. Deb McIntosh, who serves as vice chair. Greater Sudbury isn't alone in mulling a living wage, McIntosh said. With the region of Waterloo also currently considering a living wage for its employees and contractors. It's unclear how many municipal employees will see a pay bump as a result of a living wage, with this detail to be included in whatever report City Administration comes up with for the May 17 Finance and Administration Committee meeting. McIntosh said that there are 10 categories of jobs at the city that could be impacted, including but not limited to seasonal summer student positions. Since not all students are treated equally and can have their own financial challenges, she's advocating for the inclusion of students. Read the full story here. No change in visitor restrictions at Sudbury Hospital despite rule changes in Ontario. Regardless of the changes in restrictions in Ontario that take effect on February 17, there are still visitor restrictions in place at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, HSN, Hospital. Jason Turnbull, the manager of communications at HSN, said no change was planned. HSN's visitor restrictions remain in place. One designated care partner is allowed and proof of vaccination is required, said Turnbull. HSN continues to review its pandemic approach and associated policies around visitation with the safety of our patients and families, employees, medical staff, learners and volunteers top of mind, he added. Turnbull said HSN will continue to communicate any changes that would impact the experience of our patients and families as they are adopted and introduced. It's important to keep in mind that as of February 15, HSN had 44 COVID-19 positive patients in its care, nearly twice the peak of 2020 and 2021, which was 27, he said. Highs in the teens and snow in the forecast for the weekend. Heavy overnight snowfall is expected to lighten in the morning and then the skies are expected to clear. There is sun in the forecast for the day. The wind will be out of the northwest at 30 km per hour but gusting as high as 70. The overnight temperature of minus 11 is expected to fall to minus 16 in the morning and then rise to the day's high of minus 13. Coupled with the wind, expect wind chills of minus 27 in the morning and minus 21 in the afternoon. Tonight, clouds will roll in and periods of snow are expected. The overnight low is minus 19. On Sunday, expect more snow in the forecast, but significantly more mild temperatures. The daytime high is minus 3. For Sunday night, there is more snow in the forecast and a low of minus 16.